Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna go ahead and finish off season 10 with Don Henry and Kevin Ives. Kevin was born Larry Kevin Ives, and Don was born Donald George Henry. The nicknames Kevin, Larry, Don, Donald. From Bryant, Arkansas. The date was August 23rd, 1987. Now let's go back to that year and let's talk about their case. Shortly after midnight, on August 23rd, 1987, 17-year-old Kevin Ives and his best friend, 16-year-old Don Henry, set out to go night hunting in the wooded area along the railroad tracks near Don's home in Bryant, Arkansas. 4 hours later, a 75-car, 6,000-ton cargo train made its regular night run to Little Rock. It was over a mile long and was traveling at speeds of over 50 miles per hour. As it approached Bryant, engineer Stephen Schroyer noticed something on the tracks. He soon realized that there were two boys laying motionless on them. They were Kevin and Don. Kevin and Don to be covered by a light green tarp. Don's .22 rifle laid beside him. They're laying parallel on the tracks. Despite blowing the diesel horn several times, they did not move or react at all. Stephen attempted an emergency stop, but it was too late. They were hit by the train and killed. The state medical examiner, Dr. Fahmy Malik, determined that Kevin and Don were under the influence of marijuana. He concluded that they had smoked approximately 20 marijuana cigarettes. He believed that they were in a drug-induced coma when they were hit. He ruled their death accidentals. However, their family did not believe this and were certain that they were murdered. They did not believe they were in drugs. Kevin and Don's family also could not understand why they lay down in identical positions if they were under such a high influence of marijuana. They also did not believe that they could sleep through the loud sound of the diesel horn. Don's father did not believe that he would lay his rifle on the gravel, as he took great care of it and would not want it scratched. Kevin's family hired a private investigator to look into the case. Every time he would try to question police or other investigating agencies, he met with resistance. They seemed to be unwilling to cooperate or change their opinions about the case. 5 months after the deaths, Kevin and Don's parents held a press conference hoping to get the case reopened. The plan worked. The next day, it was officially done. So prosecutors Richard Garrett had Kevin and Don's bodies exhumed for another autopsy. A new pathologist concluded that they had smoked between 1 and 3 marijuana cigarettes, much less than what was concluded before. He also found evidence to indicate that one of them was already dead and the other unconscious when they were hit by that train. In July 1988, a grand jury revised the ruling of accidental death and ruled their deaths to probable homicides. Garrett next focused on the light green tarp allegedly covering Kevin and Don. Multiple witnesses on the train confirmed seeing it covering them. However, police who were initially on the scene later claimed that that didn't exist. Garrett is certain that it was there. Strangely, it was never found. 6 weeks after the case was reopened, Garrett found that similar case occurred in Hodgen, Oklahoma, in which two young men, Billy Hainline and Dennis Decker, were found laying on railroad tracks and hit in 1984. Positioned almost identically to Kevin and Don, however, police found no suspects in their deaths. Garrett and Kevin and Don's family are convinced that they were murdered. However, they do not know why the murders were committed. The case remains unsolved. A week before Kevin and Don were killed, an unidentified man wearing military fatigues was spotted in the vicinity of the tracks. His behavior had aroused suspicion. Police officer Danny Ellen stopped to question him. Suddenly, he opened fire on Officer Allen. The area was searched, but he was never found. On the night Kevin and Don were killed, witnesses again saw the man in military fatigues. This time, he was leaving town, heading down a road less than 200 yards from the spot where Kevin and Don were later hit. Police have been unable to locate or identify him. This case first aired on Unsolved Mysteries on the October 12th, 1988 episode. It was also the subject of a book, The Boys on the Tracks, by Mara Leverett, published by Bird Call Press in 1999. It ranks as one of the most remembered one of in the series. Scott Johnson and Norman Lander are two other cases involving youths who might have been murdered after observing drugs drops. The results of the case. Unresolved. Prosecutor Richard Garrett had another autopsy conducted on Kevin and Don. It stated that there was evidence of stab wounds on Don's shirt and that Kevin had apparently been struck in the head with a rifle butt. As a result, the investigation changed from probable homicide to definite homicide. Tips to the telecenter suggested that Kevin and Dodd were murdered by drug dealers and that they may have stumbled onto them while with drugs. Garrett was later interviewed by Robert Stack. He claimed that there is drug trafficking throughout Bryant that also is connected to several other states. He believes that Kevin and Don stumbled on a drug lab that manufactured methamphetamine and that they were killed as a result. He also suspects that there was some sort of police cover-up involved in the case. However, no suspects were named in the case. In 1995, the investigation into Kevin and Don's murders were officially closed without their killer captured or identified. Their families have conducted their own investigation and are still hoping that the case can be solved. A local witness later came forward claiming that on the night of the murders, he saw two officers beating two boys senseless in a store parking lot before tossing them into a truck and driving away. It is unknown whether or not they were Kevin and Don. In 1996, Linda Ives released the video Obstruction of Justice, detailing the botched investigation and a cover-up of an alleged drug ring in Saline County. Several people have been implicated in this conspiracy, which has involved numerous investigations and two grand juries. In 2018, Billy Jack Haynes, a former wrestler, came forward claiming that he had witnessed Kevin and Don murders. However, many do not consider him to be a credible source. Sadly, Garrett passed away on October 23rd of 2018 at the age of 72 without acquiring any resolution to the case. If you do have any information regarding this case, you can call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. That's 1-800-222-8477. Or you can contact the Bryant Police at 501-847-0211. So that's 501-847-0211.